down, let me erase you. Cause you got my temper flaring and I gotta calm down.
Who's the baby? It's a little watching ya. It's a little push it up so.
Residents have bemoaned a lack of government school. In African news, the Namibian MPs demand urgent action to end the rural water crisis. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mutendere East in Lusaka have expressed concern over the lack of a government school in the area. The residents say the community does not have a single government school, forcing many parents to depend on community schools for their children's education. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Ready News, the residents complained that the learners are made to walk long distances to access government schools in surrounding areas. They say the situation is affecting many children, especially those from vulnerable families. The residents have since appealed to local authorities to consider constructing a government school in Mutendere East to help ease the burden on learners.
Kwa mba kumu 2012 epo baishi na ile kwa kutupele 2021 tualesenda ma grant ama community schools ayale ya fuilisha ama teachers awaba alevo mbanga ma volunteers tualesenda kwa kene tuwaba pela isha tuwa chitira kuno mula ndo kwa ati patuwa kwa tama government school nga muwabatu wala pachi belo mwesha ngaba na badi 110 takuwa batisho inga sambili cha 110 mukrasimu. kodi mutendele odi mutendele na kumutendele kwa badi yavana numba tuwala chitashani soe fetu.
The chairperson for persons with disabilities in Mokushi District, John Kalunga, has expressed concern over the challenges that people living with disabilities have faced in accessing public buildings that are not disability-friendly. Speaking in an interview with Kambon Radio News, Mr. Kalunga said many buildings in the district are constructed without considering the needs of persons with disabilities, especially wheelchair users. He explained that the lack of proper access facilities makes it difficult for them to enter shops and other public places. Mr. Kalunga has since appealed to society, contractors and developers to ensure infrastructure is designed in an inclusive manner that accommodates persons with disabilities. He says this will help people living with disabilities feel supported and fully integrated into society.
Nalabali lapa mlandu wa school wa shu wa shukula nangu ama entrance tulesa mkuti la bari ya kwa ribaba kwa chimbarenda kama uyu chea so mulesa nga chumwe shukulwa taba shukula wino nde ukisha para pa town center kuriba mwabo nalila ndamna vena pa Saturday kutila mutu wa afwe kukula panti mulesa sanga na chidimi chilelo kurifimo mchukube sa kutila isu taba kula wino tapa baba ama stepsi leni mwasanga na ti afi warimbi ala tina tinga na pera bada manjiteko ifia kulia na nguba manjiteko ifia kufwala limbi bala njivira kandarama.
The Kitu Land Alliance has welcomed government's decision to reinstate the Lands Agency for Kitwe City Council with immediate effect. Alliance coordinator Felix Chipoya said the move restores a key function that had stalled since the agency was suspended, but noted that the delay created setbacks for residents awaiting offer letters. Mr. Chipoya explained that after interviews and land allocations were conducted in 2021, the suspension prevented the process from being concluded, leaving land administration in Kitwe in limbo for nearly 4 years. He, however, clarified that the reinstatement is currently administrative and does not mean the new land allocations will begin immediately, as offer letters are still require council approval after elections. Mr. Chipoya has since called for transparency surrounding investigations that led to the suspension, saying that making the findings public would help address the concerns of illegal allocations and mismanagement.
After those plots were given to people, before they could even finish giving all the letters of offer to the people, that's when the agents were suspended. So for me, it has remained suspended since late 2022 up to 2026. So a lot has happened in terms of the land administration in the Kitwe district. I'm very sure we are going to have a lot of problems. But again, for me, this uplifting, it's just administration. But the other biggest problem that we need to understand is we need to find to understand, or maybe the minister should provide the results of the investigation.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has welcomed government's directive for contracting authorities to engage independent engineering consultants before the implementation of projects. In a statement issued to Kambon Radio News, EIZ President Engineer Wesley Kaluva says the move is critical in ensuring quality assurance, value for money, public safety and adherence to engineering standards in infrastructure development. Engineer Kaluva says a failure to involve a qualified consultant often results in poor workmanship, project delays, cost overruns, and premature infrastructure failures. He says the institution has consistently advocated for mandatory engagement of independent consultants at all stages of public infrastructure projects. Meanwhile, EIC